Joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Pat Shurmur, in just a second here. Obviously, there's a lot of buzz. There's a lot of excitement. Also, a lot of work that has to be done. Carl, you saw a lot of young guns come in throughout the course of your career. David, the same thing. What's going to be the first thing that Saquon Barkley is going to learn about being an NFL player?
Well, he's going to learn that the speed of the game, even though he's a fast guy, the speed of the game and the speed of decision-making will be more important to him than he's ever seen before.
And if he thought that holes were open in college, you better get ready, because those holes are going to close very much so, and you better trust those guys up front to get it done.
Yeah, it's like the passing windows, you know, that quarterbacks have in the college game. In the pro game, they go open and shut a lot faster.
Yep.
And you know, listen, that's part of the acclimation process, right? He's going to have a couple times, I'm sure, during the preseason when he's going to take a handoff run and he's going to try to do something that he did in college. And it doesn't work, and he'll learn from that. That's all part of the process. Hey, we got your former college teammate now, Carl.
Who we got?
Coach Pat Shurmur.
Ah, there we go.
We're going right back to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center across the parking lot. Giants fans are all amped up. Saquon Barkley, the selection. Bob Popple, along with Carl Banks and David Deal. We're joined by Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the New York Giants. Coach, congratulations on the pick. We just heard from Dave Gettleman. From a coach's standpoint, what jumped out in meeting him and watching the tape that made him worthy of the second overall pick for the New York Giants?
Well, for the coach's view, you know, I really felt like he was the best player in the draft. When you look at him as a running back, you know, he has some of the things that are primary to play the position. First, he can catch the ball. Secondly, he's got great vision. And then thirdly, he's got great collision balance. So when he gets through there and he takes a hit, he's got a great set of lowers. And he can stay on his feet. When we ask him to pass protect, he's going to be able to drop his weight and block a blitzing linebacker. And so, you know, he's a real easy guy to get involved in the game plan, because you can play him on all three downs. Now, not to mention the fact that he's a great, great young man. He's a terrific competitor. And as a young player, you know, we're going to expect him to come in. You know, we're going to treat him like a rookie. You know, we're going to tell him, here's your locker, here's your helmet, here's the field. You know, go do your business. But, you know, we really believe that if he's the best he can be, then he's going to be a huge addition to our team.
Coach, congratulations on your pick. I want to ask you, like, when you guys start to evaluate these players, and I'm sure as a play caller, you say, how much of my playbook is available to a kid like X, Y, or Z? When you look at Barkley and you say, my playbook is completely open to him, or we're going to only be able to do certain things with him. How much of the playbook is available when you have a guy like that?
Well, I think when you look at NFL offenses now, you know, it's kind of like when you evaluate a quarterback and say he can make all the throws. You know, I think he can be involved in all the elements of playing offense. He can be, you know, first and second down runs out in the field. He can be involved in goal line and short yardage situations. We can use him on third down. So, you know, it's really, it's a terrific thing for a play caller to be able to have a guy that can do all those things. So, you know, again, you know, we don't want to put too much on his plate to begin with, but we know the way he's wired, he's going to want to do as much as we ask him to. And, you know, when you think about the running back, any place I've ever been that we've had success on offense, you've had a guy that could run the ball. And you don't just do that for your offense, you need to do that for your team. And, you know, I think last year in Minnesota, we found a way to run the ball. We found a way to score our points. And the nice thing about him is he can be involved in the point scoring, because he can get in the end zone from all parts of the field.
Obviously, it's got to be a very exciting thing to add another dimension like this to your offense. Think about Sterling Shepard, Odell Beckham Jr., Evan Engram, and everything else. But you got to be excited about having a veteran quarterback like Eli Manning, not only being able to spread the football around, but we all know these personalities. I've been in the huddle. I'm open. It's got to be exciting to have a veteran like that lead a group like this moving forward.
I was so thrilled to have this mini camp we just had, because I got to work 3 days with Eli, and he confirmed everything I thought about him. He's a pro. You know, you only have to run one or two plays in a period, and he calibrates it and gets it right. He can tell you with having just a basic knowledge of our system why he did certain things. He's aware of matchups and who's on the field. And, you know, the guys playing with Eli are very fortunate, because he's a true pro. And I think I'm really looking forward to working with him as we go forward here.
Coach Shermer, we appreciate a couple minutes. Congratulations on the pick. I know there's a lot more work to be done tomorrow night and throughout the course of the weekend, but we appreciate you taking a couple minutes joining us tonight.
No problem. We're thrilled over here.
Yeah, the fans are thrilled on this side of the parking lot. This place erupted. Coach Shermer, thank you so much. Pat Shermer, the head coach of the New York Football Giants. And we had the guys with the Barkley shirts already printed up. You talk about proactive. Just a final thought, Carl, on Barkley and what you think is next for this team.
Well, I think they're going to get the interior line. They're going to keep working. They're going to work on the outside of this line, too. But there are holes to fill. They've earned the right to be picking where they are, so I'm sure they're going to have a lot of holes
to fill. Same thing, building that interior of the offensive line, the linebacker position. Those are my next two needs right away.
And secondary, too.
Yes.
And more secondary depth, linebackers, defensive pass rushers.
Corners.
You name it. I mean, there's more picks in this draft to come. Listen, we want to encourage all of you, make sure throughout the course of the weekend, tomorrow night and then on Saturday with rounds 2 and 3 and the rest of the draft, make sure you log on to Giants.com. They're going to have live coverage or on the Giants mobile app, continuing coverage of the Giants draft picks throughout the course of the draft. So for David Deal, Carl Banks, Paul Dottino, Madeline Burke, John Schmelk, and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up next here on the MSG Networks, you don't want to miss Beginnings, Landon Collins. We hope you enjoy Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon, here on the MSG Networks, your New York home for the New York Football Giants.
Joy, what's up?
Hey, Thomas.
What you doing?
Mother's Day shopping.
Okay.
Any ideas?
Well, everyone wants the iPhone, and they want it on Verizon, America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Plus, right now, you can get a great deal.
I heard it did. He's talking about the card.
Yeah, I know that. Come on.
Nope. Wow. Still don't love it.
Mom deserves the best. So get up to 50% off the latest iPhone on us. Unlimited is only as good as the...
Raindrops keep falling on my head. That doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, no.
Quattro all-wheel drive for command and control. Progress is stealing nature's thunder.
Nothing's worrying me.